Blog Talk Radio. All right, everybody, welcome back. Another Tuesday night. Boy, y'all must have it on, y'all. All you motherfuckers want to call, excuse my language, tonight it ain't race week, and we got 29 callers already. I ain't got a goddamn shame, man. That's a damn shame. Damn shame. 29 callers. And there ain't no racing this weekend. All right, let me go down the line. Daniel, your mic open. Mr. Glenn, your mic open. Mo, your mic open. Hot, your mic open. I think this is Big O 444. That's Allen.
Allen, what's up,
Dave? Yeah, all right. All right. That was you, Mr. Glenn?
No, but I'm just getting in early.
Yo, no, that's what I'm saying. You open. I got Mo, your mic open, too. And I was
yeah, that was somebody else.
No, I was just going down the list. No, I was asking if that opened your mic. Yeah, I think that was Alan. Shadow, get down. All right, and that's Alan. All right, and we got one more one to talk. 504-987-36. Who we got? Oh, that's Wes.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
All right.
Just checking in,
baby. Get down. Yep.
Hey, Jim,
32 callers.
Shit.
Not much. Same old stuff, man. Same old stuff.
Got all your callers, so I'm gonna go ahead on and say what I need to say real quick.
Yeah, you got 32 dudes.
Okay. Mika and myself, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate everybody coming out, supporting, you know what I'm saying, coming to have a good time. You know, we knew we was fighting weather during the daytime, but it showed clear, the forecast showed clear after that rain in the daytime. Or we would have canceled it, we would have been pulled the plug on it the day before, you know what I'm saying. So the forecast been showing that for the rain to be during the day and to be over with by no later than 5 o'clock since days before. So, you know what I'm saying? It's been showing clear days, you know what I'm saying, ahead. And that's why we went ahead with it. That's why we didn't cancel. So we went ahead with the show. And at 8 o'clock, that's when that shower popped up at 9. I think it was like 9:15. It showed for a shower to come through. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, there's no way to predict this. You know what I'm saying? So if I would have knew.
And I didn't know they had. And to be honest, I didn't know they had that many Indians in Mississippi.
Hey,
rain dancing.
I'm gonna tell you something, Jim. Honestly, it just made me well aware now of the bad that can come from you know, taking a chance with rain. And I would never thought it'd be this critical to where, like, people like really like throwing a fit about, you know, like a $20 dog or a $20 entrance fee, like I'm trying to, like, trying to beat the pot out some money. I'm like, man, where'd that come from? How that, you know.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't sometimes.
Yeah, it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? If I'd have knew this would potentially come from trying to give the race, you know what I'm saying, due to any kind of way of cancellation, I would have never took the chance because I don't have patience for all this. I ain't going to lie to you. I humble myself and just, you know what I'm saying, try to, you know, do the best thing, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the people and for myself, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, man, it's just like mind-blowing, like how people really like act like you're just trying to doggone beat them out of $20 and stuff, like for real, like, you know,
well,
you know, like we
you know,
what we're doing is we everybody, like all the races with the, you know, with their tech cars, we're letting all the races, everybody's in the shootout, you know what I'm saying? We warranting that, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to understand that we still have to pay the track, they 10-5. You know what I'm saying? The track still had to get paid. The track still opened the gates. They ran electricity. They used their machines to prepare the racetrack. They put down glue. They had employees they had to pay. You know what I'm saying? It's, unfortunately, that's just how it played out. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody tried to beat nobody, you know what I'm saying, over no money. But, you know, there was people that still had to be paid. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, we had to pay school fees. We had to pay, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, I was there, people who came, you know what I'm saying, and worked. It just, it is what it is. It's like, you know, there is, you know, expenses that is to be paid no matter how the situation played out. It's just, it is what it is, you know. It's a chance you take with, you know what I'm saying, with throwing a race, with promoting a race. It's a chance you take with coming to a race, you know what I'm saying. It's just what it is.
Well, and I mean, under no, if you'd have canceled it, they'd have been complaining you canceled it too early. So, I mean, we done been through the whole route. We had a, we did Cats in the Swamp. It rained the whole week, and we canceled it. Why y'all canceled it? Now, it didn't rain. Oh, y'all should never cancel. Well, damn, if we wouldn't have canceled it, it rained the weekend. We wouldn't have taken the chance. But,
I thought we moved to Sunday.
What? No, we canceled it the week. No, because then it rained the following weekend, and we had to move it to a Sunday. We ain't nobody. We lost our ass off. But remember the week? Remember, luckily we didn't get no date printed on the shirt because we moved it the following week or like 2 weeks later. That was,
right.
That was in the, like, May, April or something like that we did it. All right, let me hit one couple more mics down here. Let me, I got a couple more to hit in the morning. 225-5234, who we got?
Yeah, First Lady.
All right. I got one more mic.
Oh, Lord.
225-1652. All right.
All right,
we're good.
Good to go, hold on, gentlemen. First Lady, you all right, Unika?
I'm good. How y'all doing this evening?
Let me start off
by saying hats off to Mo and Famika, because if the rain had not come, it would have been a killer fucking show.
Shit,
what I have to
say
ain't got nothing to do with how the show was ran, how the promoters did anything. Even the security guard that came up to me, he was taking orders from somebody else. He was very nice. He looked uncomfortable doing what he did. But if they had something targeted against me, which was a bitch-ass move, they could have came to me and said something to me about it. I hold my own weight. Famika asked me to come to get footage for the fans, which I have done plenty of times. Even the last time I was at the track, I didn't go up to the line. I don't have to be on the line. But what I do is for the fans. I don't make not one fucking dime being at the track. My career is not based on racing. But the little bitch-ass motherfucker who had a personal vendetta against me should have came to me and addressed anything he had to say with me. You want to say something about safety, so other people that's standing up there ain't going to get hit by a car. The car just going to specifically hit me. How many times have I been on that line and I know to get out the way? And then you tell me, it's on camera, then you tell me that I'm in your way when you got Flop standing on your heels. How the fuck I'm in your way? I wasn't even close to you. And this ain't against Flop. Because I guess he do what he want to do up there. That ain't got shit to do with me. But I was standing in for Mika for her race to get footage for the fans. And then you come send somebody else over there when I'm standing on the side. Now, half-breed, tell me, am I lying? I'm standing on the side, wasn't a car in the water box or nothing. You come and tell me I have to move, or you going to send the fucking police to escort me out. And that's exactly what the fuck I wanted you to do. Have the police escort me out, because I wasn't doing a damn thing. But when I got on your ass about it, you turned around and tried to make it into something else. I don't bother no fucking body. But one thing you ain't going to do is try to play me for a pussy, because that I ain't. I got one, but I'm not one.
Get your ass off that starting line.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, but she was cutting up, bro. She was cutting up.
Because I don't bother nobody. I was not in the way. Then you're going
to
tell me ain't no media up there when it's clearly media up there. So make it make sense. Everybody else standing around there, you send somebody to tell me to get off the line.
Famika, don't feel bad.
This ain't Famika, this Unika. This First Lady.
They had motherfuckers parking in the grass, and it ran half the fucking day, and they had them parking $20 to come in the racetrack, but parking the fucking water. That tell you stay your nigga ass away from that motherfucker.
Nah, I mean, I ain't taking it that far. I ain't going there with it. But this personal for me. This ain't got nothing to do with, you know, nothing to do with all that other stuff. I mean, the race was ran fine to me, but it's just that what came at me, I felt like it was fucking personal.
The race was fine. It's the way the operators act that operate the whole goddamn deal, and they're playing favoritism to their people that they want to stand on that starting line. They had 100 motherfuckers on that starting line. One silly motherfucker was sitting at the Christmas tree. All they need is a fucking car to run over them. They ain't said a word to them. I don't blame you. They were sitting at the Christmas tree. I took a picture and put it on Facebook. At the fucking Christmas tree. And they ain't said nothing to them.
So my thing, if you had something personal against me, it should have been directed at me. Y'all know I don't act a fool like that. Y'all know I don't cut up like that. And I don't like to get like that. I don't like people to see me like that. Because when I go up, it takes me 3 years to come down.
So there you have it back then.
Oh, shit. Somebody have to wait 3 years to see you?
No, but I'm straight. Like I said, it's nothing personal against the event or whatever. It's just, you know, I feel like there was some bogus-ass bullshit. And if he had something to say to me, he could have said it directly to me instead of walking around trying to poke his chest out. I got a chest, too.
You know, them people ain't going to tell you nothing.
Let me give, we got another phone bill. Hang on, fellas. 601-6722.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to say what I got to say, and then I'm going to get off. First of all, everybody that's on here that came to the show, thank you guys so much. Again, like Mo said, I wanted to cancel the show from day one when I saw the rain. It was some of the racers and the spectators saying, no, don't cancel, don't cancel. So we honored that. So then we did cancel, and complaining and bitching about $20 fucking, like, again, like Mo said, we still had to pay the check. We still had to pay our workers. So, I mean, we doing what we can do for the race. How many people, yeah, how many people you know, I'm promoters, that you know, that's going to be willing to give away a free $6,000? Tell me who's doing this. A free $6,000. Only thing you got to do is pay your entry fee. You ain't paying to get in the shootout. You getting free money. But it was not the racist that was complaining. It really wasn't. I don't know who the hell Wayne is, but I wish y'all would please tell him I'm definitely not the person to play with on no kind of level. Also, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off. Me and Mo talked about it, and we agree on the same thing. If they feel like where somebody's standing, a car could come over there and hit somebody, flop, Crystal, they mama, and nobody else will be there either. And that's just that on it. If the VIP section, and they got a, if they, Nelson said he was going to get us the VIP section and media section. So guess what? Wherever our people at, that's where everybody, if you ain't got no mop, no spray, or you don't run no tractor, that day, October 1st, you would not be able to be on that line up in front of them. And I mean it. So if you're going to do it for one, you got to do it for everybody.
True. Very true.
That's how it got to be.
We said on the side.
That killed all that shit about this one up there, but that one can't.
Well, I've been saying it.
That's what happens is
you get a couple of people go up there, and then everybody else sees and say, well, he up there?
Not knowing they're doing stuff, but I know him,
so I'm going to be able to go up there. It creates a lot of headache when you let certain people up there.
I'm going to say this as well. It was somebody that I don't even know. I haven't told nobody this, not even Mo. It was somebody from Louisiana inboxed me a clip of that live, the video
And all you could hear was Flop in the background saying, oh, I'm good. They ain't going to fuck with me. I'm good. They ain't going to fuck with me. Oh, I ain't got to go nowhere. They ain't going to fuck with me. But guess what? Guess what the fuck you do? Because if you're going to do it for one, you're going to do it for everybody. So won't nobody be up there. Again, if you don't run a tractor, if you ain't spraying no track or nothing, just like a car can hit her, it can hit your ass.
But look, ladies and gentlemen,
one thing we gonna do is we're gonna be fair. We're gonna be fair for everybody.
That's the only way to do it, Pocahontas.
That's right. Shut up.
Mo's out there in her little Indian jeans shorts cut on. Yeah.
But I don't mind.
That's the only fair way. I mean,
but you know, sometimes you got tuners going up there, you know, looking at the track, making sure everything's
well,
good.
No,
they
understand, but I've been saying it. They can't hang out. They can't. What happens is, I I'm not guilty. Sometimes I'm guilty. I used to be guilty of it. It's not saying
no,
that it's right or it's wrong, but
talking about,
you see,
when they come on the line, like when the tuners come with the cars or you got a few of your crew come on
well,
up. We're not talking about right there.
No.
But
what they do for me,
you
know what I'm talking about is they hang out up there. What they do is stay
a little while.
So then more people see
that
they want to come, and it just creates it. And it's not saying – I don't think people do it on purpose. It's just a habit, and it just – some people just, well, I want to go up there. I see them up there, you know.
Right.
So
how y'all gonna handle it for like if you got like some of the tuners, like you said, some of the tuners like to go up before their cars come up to kind of see what kind of chassis tune up they're gonna put on it. You know, because
you're
gonna have to, like
different.
You said, if
you know,
they come up and check
not,
it out, they
got
it, but they gotta go.
Yeah, that's different. They not staying up there the whole time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Got it.
And then it was like, motherfuckers were throwing up in her face, like, I ain't got to move. I ain't got to do this. And that was okay. But with one person, is she got to move or she going to get hit. No, we not rolling like that. Everybody going to get moved or everybody going to get hit. That's just how it's going to be.
Hey, do they have, like, a little rule or something for, like, certain age persons can't be up there in the, behind the barricade, right there by that barricade section?
See, I don't know
because I did notice that they always were saying something
to Mo's son. So that part,
yeah,
I don't know. You know, y'all will have to tell me because as far as, you know, my age to come up there, I personally don't know.
Guess we had to check with them to see.
Right. I think
his ass older than they know. He just
young. Yeah, that little something old. That baby face Nelson.
For real. Hey,
I mean, but I will tell you this. Like I said, I've been traveling with most of them because we got the same tune. And still, or wherever, if he go up there when his daddy make a shake and he leave when his daddy get done, nobody really says anything to him.
I think that's the people that I saw. He was behind the barricade. He was behind the barricade. He got behind the gate when the officer
told him, you know, to go on the other side. And that's when I was walking.
Yeah, he went sat
but
on
the
wall
the
and told him to get away from the barricade.
At the end of the day, if track owners want people that have shows there, racists and spectators to respect their property, they got to get their staff in line. You cannot be having staff talking to people any kind of way and think that that's cool. Me personally, I have heard a lot of things about Marla and Nelson, but guess what? Until they show that side to me, I can't judge them on what somebody else say. I got to roll with how they treated me. And they treated me good. I'm not going to lie. They treated us damn good. But as far as the staff, and it wasn't everybody. It was just Thomas. And, you know, like I said, I don't know what his problem was, but he got that, you know, whatever attitude. And I feel like you can't ask for respect if you don't give it. And that's just, that goes both ways. So,
yeah.
But, again, we talked to Nelson about it. We've already said
We don't want nobody up there. If they media and they VIP for the track, they going to VIP the track. Can have their VIP people across from ours or whatever, but won't nobody be standing there. Nobody.
Oh. There it is. All right, well. Well, that's cool. Good deal.
Yep. I mean, that ain't no more than right.
You're right. You're right. 100% correct. You know, that's fair. That's real fair.
Yep.
That's the way you should be.
Exactly. Well, one thing about me, my racers and the spectators, don't get it wrong. I love all of them. But the racers that's getting in this car, putting their life on in the line to come support us, you know, we're going to make sure they good. Like Mo said, they don't have to pay the next time. You know, and again, like Mo said, some of them have been there all day coming up there asking for, you know, and I don't mean this in no kind of way, so don't nobody take offense to this. None of my Mississippi people have been complaining about shit. They just were sitting back waiting on the next day. And I don't think that's right to Mo, because some of them people that was complaining and people I know for a fact that Mo done came and supported they stuff or you get what I'm saying? I don't think that's fair for him. Because we all know Mo do this for Louisiana. He pretty much the face of Louisiana, you know, as far as racing. I'm not knocking nobody else that have shows, don't get me wrong, but everybody know Mo. They're like, people know the Massillon voice. You get what I'm saying?
They don't know us. We just,
oh, yeah,
nobody.
You know.
We've been down and out, but we'll make a comeback next year.
Nobody.
Most shine my belt up, goddamn it.
That's all my name.
Daniel, nobody.
Nobody.
Don't y'all tell Daniel nothing. They're going to hang you up.
Let me show you how to do hot ride. Let me mute his mic right now.
You going to mute my mic.
What, bro?
Daniel, don't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Hey, you stay in the background.
Hey, hot rod. Daniel
and them can't watch that movie over there, Mo.
What movie?
He can't run a chassis car in them classes anyway.
Oh,
read that.
I ain't gonna hang you up.
For real.
Read that.
It's not a chassis car.
Hey.
It's not a chassis car.
Hey, Jamie, one more thing I want to clear up for everybody, you know what I'm saying, for the little punchline motherfucker, Steve Benoit motherfucker throughout there, you know what I'm saying, he was joking with it just for the people that don't know. I was doing tech, so wasn't no chance of car slipping through the cracks. If somebody was trying to slip a chance of car in there, guess what? Whoever they was paired up with was getting a competition by. So you were not doggone getting sliding no chance of car through the cracks.
Thank you.
I'm letting y'all know the future representative for October the 1st. If you know you got a chance to talk, you come up there. You're gonna be testing and tuning because you will not be in that shootout. If you try to come up there for a shootout, I'm gonna DQ you. I'm gonna hurt that.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be, Mo. You know, I mean, it ain't a difference because you can get that. There's a difference in the chassis car. There's a lot of more things you can do with the chassis car.
You better try to put a frame under that motherfucker.
Who is the guy that had that purple Mustang?
That's Anthony Amato.
Man, that man is so damn funny, man.
Oh, yeah, Anthony, true. He was out there for Mississippi.
Yeah, he ain't got all his.
He was hanging with us on the Jimmy Tip.
He was messing with me all night. He was trying to run me in his white minivan.
Got that jungle fever, boy. You see Pocahontas out there.
Tamika, come to the country and catch him slipping. He lived down there in my backyard. Come to the country and catch him slipping.
But I will say this, though. Even though all of us, Mississippi and Louisiana, were spread it out together, man, it was nothing but love out there. It wasn't no drama, no bullshit. Everybody got along. And I fucking love that shit.
Well, see, me, even though what we seen, the rain caught everything, We went out there. We had, we still had a good time. We rode around that golf course.
Yes, we
cut
did.
Cut up, talk shit.
We did.
We, to me, that's my little money there. I like that. That's what I go out there for. You know, I knew it was raining.
Exactly.
I brought my ass out there. I said, well, it's probably going to rain. I'm going to ride out there. You know, ain't no biggie. That $20 ain't hurt me.
Right.
But if it don't rain, shit, I'm going to get to see some racing. But that's how I think.
Right.
So, I mean, but you got other people that's, you know, I don't know.
I had somebody tell me, boom, and I'm glad he okay. Somebody tell me, boom, check yourself at the hospital just to see what our crowd looks like.
You told me that. I come out the hospital. I said, I thought he was bullshitting me. Somebody said, what are you saying?
Boom. They said a doctor came in there and said, Mr. Johnson, we got to do some blood work. He said, hell no. For me and Mo having it, I got to see what they crowd is like. Fuck this shit.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be kidding. Wait. Uncle Mike, open it. 504-5178. Who we got?
It's Big Red, man. How y'all doing?
All right, man. All right.
Hey. What'd you say, big fella? Tamika Moe, y'all had one hell of a situation going over there. But I think foregone, when y'all do the next race, they need to hire some people who, like, know what the hell going on. We was pulling my brother car up there with the golf cart because we want to make it shake without starting the car with, so he could check the plugs. Dude come over there hollering, talk about, you need to pull the damn car up. I almost whooped him. Okay?
Who?
People in that line. I don't know who the guy was, but he was on the outside the gate telling us we need to pull the car up faster so they can get the other cars up close.
Was it a security guard?
Man, he didn't have on. He just had on regular clothes with a damn radio. It ain't what he said; it's how he said it.
Right,
man,
and see, I just
I
spoke
respect
on
everybody,
him.
And the way he came over there to me, he almost got his ass.
Well, guess
what?
Sometimes you got to make a believe out of somebody.
Well, they wouldn't let me get to him.
Again, respect goes both ways. It can't just be the racers, spectators, and the promoters respecting. It got to be everybody.
Like I say, I think y'all need to – I think y'all had a great situation about to happen. Just like when – just get more people who know what's going on. Like right
there
by the gate.
We gonna take care of that. I promise you.
Yeah.
Cause if it affects y'all, it affects us. Believe it or not.
He come over there hollering, acting all fucking retarded, man. I don't play like that. I ain't talk to him crazy. I ain't expect him to talk to me crazy.
Yeah.
Hey Reg, and just to speak on that, we talked to Nelson about another situation when we had a mix up about with the situation with Nika. Nelson was, you know what I'm saying, he was, you know, right there and ready to, you know what I'm saying, not invite that person back to work for him again. So, you know what I'm saying, the track is, you know, Nelson, you know, he's showing he's for the right, you know what I'm saying? So I got to speak up for him on that.
He did that. He said, well, I'm going to call the security company and tell them do not let this guy come back. That's what he said. He said that. He did.
That sounds like a winner.
Yep. So he trying. He is. He did. He said, I'm going to call the security person, the head person. I'm going to let him know that that guy cannot come make it work for our facility anymore. He did that.
All right. Sound like 100 to me.
So just
Reg,
know.
I can't believe you on
here.
Reg, I can't believe
on it. Just because we hadn't spoke on it on Facebook, don't think me and Mo ain't been working for everybody. Because, again, respect goes all the way around.
Right.
I can't believe you on here talking about somebody talking to you the way you and your brother was pushing me around in Clarksville.
Man, we didn't push you around. We were trying to invite you to a good time.
No, y'all around there bullying me in Clarksville, man. You and your brother, y'all jumped me in Clarksville.
I can't do nothing with you, man. That's what I was trying to see. I had a little backup with me.
Yeah. I can't believe you doing it. Talk about somebody talk to you bad the way y'all was pushing me around. That don't make no sense.
Man,
I'm going back on mute.
If you would have been up there and seen how that
Clyde, you got back
tried to talk to me.
I'm peaceful. I don't start no confusion. I ain't never had a fight in my life. Never.
I can't say that.
Well, lightning about to strike his ass. Let me catch his mic right here. 504-5073. Who we got?
It's all out.
Oh, what's up? Sleeping Beauty.
What's going on? Hey, I got a question, man. I just got on the show. I don't know if y'all touched up on it, but I was curious about it. As far as the prep of the track, did y'all feel that the track was worthy of good prep?
Me personally,
I think
it was coming
around. Couple of calls made some decent passes. I think it was close, just from what I saw.
The more calls went down, the better the track came around. But when you stopped, it had like a little area that had to be taken care of. But I'm going to tell you, he put a tune up in his car, my brother's car, and shit, we thought it would have hit the tire. That bit went straight down.
Exactly. My people so used to, on bad tracks or whatever, they going to go down any motherfucking thing. I'm just saying, Mississippi. Hello.
I think that second round, if they came up again, you'd have seen a lot more calls making some hell of a passes myself.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was super, super tight, but I think it was tight enough to see some damn good racing. So it was going to make it that way.
I will say.
Once again, that was just what I saw,
you know,
from some of the cars moving.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering
about that. You know, the situation, they did get out there and work their ass off. I get it to them.
They went, well, I noticed that once a couple of them spun, he got on the track and drug a little bit. So, I mean, it was – plus, I think he was fighting a little dew, you know, in there. I mean, it was a tough situation, just like we had at our race at State Capitol.
Yeah.
With all that moisture and cold weather. I mean, it just – it's only so much. You know? I mean,
yeah, I was wondering about the dragger, you know, I was listening to it. It didn't normally have that scratching, you know, like that real pull effect to it, like normally.
Do.
I was wondering,
you know.
You know.
Hey,
I wasn't planning on a dragger hard enough for Utamia, you know.
He might have
but
no weight on it. Might have
back, yeah, I wasn't saying. I don't think it was. Was touching, you know, hitting the ground hard enough or something. Because, man, I used to hear that thing, man, that thing used to be screeching so loud, it used sometimes to hurt your ears, you know. But it didn't have that effect that night.
Are
you
talking about the rotator? With the tires
whatever
spinning
that thing
backwards?
The little straps on it, yeah, the little strips on it to grab the track with.
Oh, you talking about just a static dragon, just a dragon.
Yeah, I didn't see the other one with tires be on it. I ain't never seen that one.
He put that in the morning when he was working on it before, like early that day. He hit it up, and then he go back with Static Dragon.
Some of them tracks take the box that the dragon sit on, and let's say it's 10 inches. They'll take and cut that and add another 2 inches to that slack so that the tractor will be sitting on it more so and it'll be dragging harder. You got to elongate the lift on it and put more of the weight of the tractor on it. But they have to cut the lifts up too so the lifts won't get into the track. So where they just riding on the rubber and dragging. I know what you're talking about. They got
They used to put
a 55-gallon drum on back of that motherfucker.
I think it was hard enough on wasn't hitting the ground hard enough.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know another thing too, y'all, and you know I'm guilty of it. I'm gonna tell you, I'm very guilty of it. But I think what would help, just had no problem. I don't think you need to have all them long burnouts doing the shootouts all the way through the lights. I think that takes a lot of time. Just observing from looking at it. I know you need to do a burnout, but I mean, man, we got some people going out there halfway past the, you know, staging,
man. I'm gonna tell you what taking time up. I'm going to tell you right now, is waiting till the fucking car get off the track to put somebody in a burnout box. Now, you go to that Heads of Havoc this weekend, them motherfuckers is going to be in that burnout box, and he's going to burn out after that car get to the 8 mile. I just don't understand. And if anybody from the track is listening, please call me at 985-801-9713 and explain to me why the cars at No Time Events is held up. First, y'all said it was the people line and the goddamn person on that line. I want to know. Explain to me why has it got to be held up and why the man at the bottom got to call that number up. If that guy in that tower can't see the numbers, he need a pair of binoculars or he need to write the numbers big on the car. Because every other track I've ever been to, there ain't no man at the bottom call the numbers up. And I hate to say this, I don't want to make no bitch session, but the rant is the shit is holding up. And, you know, that's ridiculous. You got to wait till the car turn off. That's a 4,000-foot track. You know how long it takes? That's 15 to 20 seconds or better, a minute between each round. While that car could be burning out, getting everything, setting his nitrous up, getting him in the groove, and then pull off. You don't stop. There don't nobody get in the way. Ain't nobody going to go down there when they see a car down there. I just don't understand it. But in a bracket racer, they send them some bitches down there back to back.
What's up, bitch? Don't even be so
if you're listening, anybody from the track facility or anybody else on here that want to debate with me on this issue, I'm willing to debate why it's held up so much. That's another thing. You can't get no cars down. What? Why you think they run 300 cars at an NHRA event so quick? Because they back-to-back. If they did that shit right there, they'd still be running them. They wouldn't be able to have an event. When they did it to us, they always do it to every event like that. I don't understand it why. You should get on Stevie Ray ass about that. But they said the people's on the line. Now there's nobody on the line. Not that many people. Not like they said it used to be crowded. Once again, anybody from the track, I know y'all probably listening. Anybody, y'all can call them. Tell them to call me and explain to me. I want to have that debate. It's going to be a debate because we ain't going to. I want to hear. Give me a legitimate reason. You know?
True story.
And that limit, huh? Well, I mean.
I agree.
I don't understand it, man.
We're just on the outside looking in. I mean, we've been throwing races, and then we see
you
that.
You ain't
been
like looking in. I looked at this shit from day one.
Man, I know one
when I was at the Street Car Revolution, I ran at the Street Car Revolution. I did a burnout while I was still on the track because they're trying to get them cars through there so quick.
Yeah.
So. I mean, this little thing. That's just my biggest rant. And it's not just with this track, with the management now. It's been that way. And I've seen it happen. State Capitol do the shit, too, to us. So it's not just no problem. So. But let me open this mic. 985-3165.
What's happening? That's Matt.
Oh, what's up, Matt?
Madison Boys with Loki.
What's that?
I just want to comment on a few little things. I know Mo and Mocha, y'all did a good job. I think Track did a decent job. I believe that, you know. I ain't got no complaints. I think y'all was trying to get it in, get everything done, you know. Like I said, I ain't got no complaints about nothing. We had a little glitch with the car. We got it figured out, but the rain got us before we can make another hit. But we was about to go straight down Broadway. So, you know, commenting on the track prep, I think it was decent. And, you know, like I said, I just want to give props where it's at, you know.
Thank you so much.
Jamie, I definitely agree with you, Jamie, with the waiting to do the burnout before the cars is all the way down.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
look,
go to bracket
totally
race, you don't do that shit. That's what just burned me up, man, and I hate to be a stickler on it, but I bring it up every once in a while, but I saw it there. They hold them behind there, and they don't put nobody. And before I said, well, if you put somebody in one box, people can't come up the line. No, we can't do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now there's nobody on the line. They continue to hold the calls up. It boggles my mind that this is happening. You go to Gulfport, see the 470, they're pumping them. Wednesday night at Gulfport, they're pumping them through the line.
Yeah. Like I said, you're a racer like
that's how you get calls down.
Yeah, like I said, you're a racer.
Wait, Matt.
And you're a racer, Jamie. You know what I'm saying? And you know you looking at that car, you know you can do your burnout, get it all done before they get off the end of the track. But what I'm saying
Man, we always looking down the track. And the track officials ain't letting you go down. They can step in front of you. But if you eliminate 15, 20 seconds of every set of cars, you got 20, 30 cars. That's 300 minutes, 300 seconds.
Now,
you eliminate time,
And you know, with us, we looking at them cars, we ain't going to let our car go down if, you know, another car still on the track. You know,
well,
so,
here's the problem. In the tower, them all guys got headset at the bottom. The guy in the tower supposed to be looking too. Hey, y'all. He can deactivate the tree from the tower, too. He don't have to set the tree down.
Yeah.
He can stop the tree, flash the lights on the tree. If he can do that, too. But, I mean, if you keep them going to make them a little faster. But I've been with this issue forever, since day one.
We got common sense as racers to know, and the crew with us, to know, like, once we finish, we ain't going to get in the beams unless we know the car's cleared from down at the other end.
You got spotters, too.
That's common sense.
Get them in the box and keep them going.
Now,
what?
I don't agree, and I'm just going to say this, I don't agree with the not burning out past the burnout box. I mean, not burning out past the line. I mean, that's just something that I agree with that we need to do.
Well,
I mean,
you get a good backup
with that. You get a good lineup with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, Matt, when you on a radio on a radio track, the reason why you don't see no radio cars doing burnouts past the starting line because you're pulling all the glue up when you do that.
Well, I'm not saying do a burnout past it, but just roll through it. Because, I mean, we're not burning out still way out, though.
I'm talking about roll
through a little past. That way you can back up. You know what I'm saying?
If you pay attention to me, I do that every time. I'm going to do a burnout. I'm going to stop right before where the back tire will be at on the starting line in the beams. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to roll out probably like a little past the 60 foot.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. I agree with that, but I'm not talking about burning out halfway down the track. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about roll out. Yeah, and that's why we have this here, you know. Roll out, you know, burn out, do your roll out, and back up.
Right.
So, yeah, me and you, Mo, is in total agreement. Me and Jamie, we in total agreement, too, you know. Like I said, Mo, y'all did a great job, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, y'all really tried to get this off.
No.
Like I said, I ain't got no...
I think it's going to be good.
You know, I know we was fighting weather. We was fighting, you know, a lot of shit, man. And y'all really, I mean, y'all really tried. Y'all almost made it happen if we wouldn't have had that last little rain band come through, you know?
I think Mississippi saw something. They about to go get the rest of them big boys. They got to go get them boys now.
I'm sorry.
Mississippi was in trouble.
Voicemail box that is not. Don't play with me.
You know we got to throw them up, Dad. Shit.
That's okay. I told him first. Y'all ass is trouble. You are 15.
Oh, y'all going to get all the big boys now. They going to get all the big boys now. They going to get that ass tore up.
Look, for the way y'all look, we don't need no big boys. We can use our little small block. We don't need no big boys.
Okay. Yeah, bring them over. Right. What happened? Go get the people fucked up.
We ain't even move like I'm trying to say. Look, we ain't even move off the line.
She's going to be applying to be looking for apartments in the government job here in Louisiana.
All I can say
y'all messy as hell. If y'all ain't nothing else, y'all messy as hell.
Yeah,
we
have fun.
We got to keep it fun.
We got our little thing, you know. you get your rants over, you explain, you know, and it's not bashing. You just wanting to know questions about certain
right.
things. People want to know why
exactly.
they do this and why this happen,
and,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, and
right.
and discussion.
Hey.
It's communication, man. It's all about communication.
That's right.
On issues.
Hey, look, I don't know if y'all
hey,
see
man.
Me. When... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, man. You
no,
talking
I'm saying, about... I don't know if y'all seen me. Y'all gotta widen that gate a little bit, Mo, on the start, on the burnout area. I don't know if y'all seen
uh-huh.
me, but I ain't never moved that fast. I had to jump up on that fence. I thought Loki was about to take me out.
Oh, yeah, dude, man, I'm glad you brought that up. Cause yeah, Mo, what they need to do, I noticed that when them cars come up there, they need to shorten the outside red lane, make that one a little bit smaller, and where the cars do the burnout. Cause man, people was walking back, and when the cars do the burnout, man, them dudes is like right on the side of that car. So once again, track it. Anybody on the track listening, just widen it up where they do the burnout. That outside red lane could be a little smaller, but man, it was kind of tight. I saw that too, man.
Yeah,
when some guys are like, I think when Bank Robber come through there, dudes was walking back from where your boy hit it. Dude, they ain't nowhere. They couldn't go nowhere. They were stuck up against that rail, and he come right through there. So it's just a little tight. That's an easy fix. They just slide them barricades out a little bit more. You know, and that'll give a little more walking room when you're coming back, you know. But other than that, that's easy fix, easy. That ain't nothing bad. And look, look, October 1st, we're going to have free strawberry daiquiris with tequila. Can y'all hear me? Hello? Hello? Hey.
Yeah, hello. I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Where you gonna get free daiquiris from?
Strawberry daiquiris. Mika know. Let's see. She was laid out from them strawberry daiquiris. It got quiet on here, man. Shit. Holy shit. But yeah, man, I noticed that too, man. Them guys are walking. I said, ooh. Wait, hang on. Ain't too many people hearing anything.
I can hear.
Somebody just texted.
I can hear.
Wait, damn, everybody dropped. A lot of people dropped,
damn.
Right?
Yeah. I ain't got. Don't call back.
Well, Elton, you on? Oh, a bunch of people. All right, here, a bunch of people call back in. Hang on, let me stop it. Come sit down. Oh, shit. Okay, 601-6722. Mic open. That's speaker, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't hear nothing, so I had to hang up and call back.
Yeah, a lot of people were quiet, and Elton's still on. A couple other people, Riddell on, but and then I seen everybody hang up. Let me go down and open these mics. 757-7547, your mic open. Hot Rod, your mic open.
All right.
Who's 7547?
Hey, man, it's Calvin. How you doing, bro? How y'all doing?
All right, Calvin. Let me go down and open everybody's mic. Everybody had to reset because they couldn't hear. All right, 504-9594, who we got?
This Doobie, I was just letting you know I was still on.
Run the liquor.
Daniel, you here? Daniel, your mic open.
On the way back home.
3165, Matt, you back open.
Yeah, I
had to. What happened? You back open, mute your mic. Boo-Boo, you open. Mr. Glenn, you open. 5073, you open. I don't know what happened, fellas. Everybody kind of, a couple people said, oh, Mo, you back open. All right. I don't know what happened. Clyde and Riddell didn't have no issues. I don't know what y'all, but I was just letting y'all know, October 1st, we got free strawberry daiquiris with tequila.
No, we will not. Chocolate milk and Coca-Cola all day.
Hey, Jamie.
I almost ran to the back of somebody's car.
Hey, Jamie.
I didn't tell them all that. What'd you say? What?
Mississippi hacked your mic, bro.
Yeah, that's what happened. Oh, mute your mic. Oh, your mic is open.
That's Jimmy's fault.
My mic open?
Yeah, your mic open. All right, it's muted. Thank you. DeQuinn, your mic open. Oh, Unc, you just fell off.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
You know that little picture they put up of that fox? That this guy tried to get mounted and the fox looked real just fucked up, eyes big and shit?
Uh-huh.
Man, if you would have saw Mocha after that daiquiri, Lord, that's exactly what it looked like.
That's not.
She just said she almost hit somebody's car.
Yeah,
I didn't even know I had to put my car in drive.
You have to call me to go throw her shit back in Mississippi.
Well, somebody got home.
Man, I was fucked up. I didn't. That shit.
Somebody
y'all alone
going off on
that
the
Delta.
Jimmy fucked around and gave her that kilo shit he got. I know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got that shit from the bar he was talking about. Come on in, let me buy you something to drink. I'm like, okay, cool, give me a margarita. I'm like, it's like a regular daiquiri, it ain't shit. I kept sipping and sipping. I started seeing three of Jimmy. I knew that shit had fucked me up then.
I said, look, let me just drop you off on the golf cart. They say, that's my car right there. I said, all right, where is that?
Story, you motherfucker.
We passed the fucking car up. So I said, where the car? They said, I don't know. They told me where it was at, and then they said, I don't know where it's at. I made the U-turn. I said, didn't you say you lost your rim hubcap, your rim cap? I said, it's the car right here. Oh, okay. There it is. I said, oh, shit.
Lord.
They had to put them in the passenger.
My tuna came over
there.
My tuna, John Perkins came over there and knocked on the window. He said, you good? You sleep? I said, you want a hunt? He was like, what the fuck?
Oh.
I didn't see no truck in front of me. I don't want that shit ever again in life.
Hey, Jackson.
That little girl, Callie, that little motherfucker can drink. Don't shit fuck with her. God
hey,
damn!
Hey,
good,
Jeff, don't they know everything from? Don't they know everything from Louisiana got horsepower?
Yeah, she's fine enough.
Oh, what kind of horsepower you talking?
Talk about that.
Hey, you can't
drink you there. Put you on your ass.
Oh, we talking about,
like,
okay, I thought you were talking,
oh,
my
brother.
Lord have mercy. Hang on.
Hey, I'm going on mute on that one. I'm going on mute.
All right, let me catch your mic right quick. Your mic back open. Mute your mic. 985-8368, who we got?
Hey, it's Callie.
Okay.
Callie, you drinking motherfucker.
I heard somebody said tequila.
Fuck you, Cal. We just not friends no more.
Tequila making. I'm gonna be quiet. 504-9763. Who we got?
Hey, I'm back.
Was it Wes?
Yeah, I'm back. I fell off, but I'm back.
All right.
Hey, Wesley, it was so good to see you, baby.
Hey, when that race is again?
Goddamn, Wes, I'm saying it's good to see you asking about a goddamn race.
Oh, your mic back open. Keep your mic.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jimmy. I'm just checking in.
Oh, Jimmy. That was my
Jimmy,
bad.
Who? Which Jimmy? You talking
fucking
about
Bill Cosby.
Jimmy that
got Bill
you
Cosby.
Messed up.
That's Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Get his ass out of
Bill,
here.
Hey. Bill Cosby Marshall.
Get out of here. You would never buy me not even a bottle of water.
Hey, no problem made that daiquiri. I had to go ask him what was in it. Hey, when she told me daiquiri, I already knew what was happening.
Man.
It was good, though. It was good daiquiri.
That thing weak as can be.
No, the fuck is not.
I went in and got one. I said, let me just
they made sure. I had sobered down a little bit before I got back to my room. And when I got back to my room, y'all, I swear to God, I was still a little tipsy. I couldn't even feel my nipples. I don't ever want that shit again.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, my
life.
That's the truth. Y'all ain't shit for that, Jimmy. You ain't shit.
Hey, you say we family, so.
Family don't do that to each other.
No, we do.
Yeah.
I wonder what he says with
that. Well, look, y'all don't forget about Travis got that race this weekend and still, y'all. I'm gonna go with my little list. We've been talking shit before I forget. Y'all, we got that. So don't forget about Travis's race and still.
Yeah. Y'all say that. Y'all say that's a six-hour ride.
Who
is
that DJ race? Who is that blowing that nose?
Wait, who blowing your nose? Wait, you might. Mike, please.
I hope that was they know.
Hope they been eating a lot of beans or something.
Well, phone still on in their back pocket, Jay.
As a fresh breeze off of Turd Island coming through.
Boy, I must have been eating.
9 inches, I got it.
Hey,
I thought he was going to play tap on that bugler. Going to play tap. 985-0367, who we got?
Hey, Jamie, this is Troy.
What's up, Troy? Oh, the man. Yeah. Hey, man, just give me a plate of food, man. Just give me a plate of food.
How y'all doing? I'm just getting in on the show, and I was wondering if they had addressed anything about the tech cards.
Like
I think they said for the
like
next
how?
Race or like, something like that.
When I got to the race, soon as I got in the gate, it started raining, and I had just got the tech card. I didn't get teched in, so I was wondering, are they going to uphold the tech card, or are we going to buy another tech card?
Sure, just bring your tech card. Bring your tech card back with you. We're gonna walk over to that at the gate.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Okay.
Well, that is it. Hell yeah. Damn, Charlie.
Hey,
y'all. Go ahead.
It's the big thing when you go back to the gym. Do you have to piss again?
What? We can't hear you, man.
Talking about when they redo the race, so you have to pay again at the gate.
Yes, your ass was there longer than I was.
Hello?
Yeah, I was going to pay my first time.
You breaking up, Wes?
I can't. Anybody heard? I can't understand what you're saying, Wes.
You're breaking up.
You might be on the headpiece. Get off the headpiece and try. What?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's an October 1st.
Yes. Uh-huh. October 1st.
All right.
That Friday and Saturday, huh?
That
Friday they just going to Saturday. Yeah. And Saturday is the main day again. All right. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Another
thing I just want to chime in on. Man, I really appreciate y'all moving the date to October 1st, man.
Oh, no problem.
A lot of us.
No problem.
You know, a lot of us already had, like, shit, we going camping, you know, our whole team going
right.
Pretty much camping. You know, already had plans, you know, for a year already, pretty much, you know, for Labor Day.
Guess what? I don't mean to cut you off, but let me show you how much I love y'all. So, you know what I did in Mississippi? In October, I'll be celebrating another year cancer-free, right? So, October the 1st,
I was going to have a big mud riding for a cure. I switched my date out of the way so we can change it from Labor Day weekend to October the 1st. That's how much I love y'all.
Really? Okay, okay.
I swear to God, did not Mo. I switched all my stuff around to make sure we got October the 1st.
Yep. Really? Okay. No, that's what I'm saying.
You remember switching
the dates.
You remember what Snoop said? Mo.
What do you like?
You don't love us. You love our doggy style.
Hey, Mo.
Don't say that. I ain't been put in that spot in a minute. Don't say that style.
Hey,
well,
now,
I was talking
real about
Snoop now. Go ahead now.
Hey, when y'all switched out my ride date to?
I switched out my mud riding date to October the 2nd, that Sunday. So, yep, that's what I did. I called the guys that own the mud riding place, and I said, look, I need to switch me and Mo's. And look, even the guy was like, oh, yes, I can come. That's shit. So it worked out for everybody.
Okay.
Where y'all riding at, Mo?
That's what I was trying to say.
We riding in Prentice. One of our friend guys got a whole, he got an ATV park now. And I said this year I am going to have a council race, which is going to be October the 9th, but I want to celebrate this whole month. So October the 2nd, I'll post a flyer in the Louisiana group. I'll post a flyer with the address and stuff.
Yeah,
but
what's
if
the
y'all
name
ain't
of the
doing
place?
Nothing, come
what's
on
name?
Down.
What's the name of the place?
It's called, I don't know. Wait, hold wait a minute.
It's in Prentice. That's that new little place. I ain't made it there yet. We've been trying to go there.
Yeah, they ride.
Yeah, we ride.
Hey,
we ride.
I'm about to pull out the old place out. Shit. Pull out the bushes.
Hold on. Let's get this.
Oh, no. Yeah, we ride. But, girl, you don't know. But I tell you right
hey,
now, if you
know.
Couldn't want to have
know.
One Dacker, you don't go ride with us, with them group.
It's called
right?
It's called A4 Recreational ATV and RV Park.
Oh, it's RV park too? Shit. They're going to camp it. They're going to make a trip up there.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. We're going to have to make a trip up there.
So
They got a whole group of them.
Then you're going to come to that. Then you're going to come to that. He's getting the mud in the bushes at the same time. They about to hang me up again.
Now you don't get dirty.
So he just getting the bushes.
Oh, man.
Daniel on my ride no more.
No, you don't want to ride no more. Shit, I don't ride no more. Keys, your mic open.
Hot riding. Yeah. Boy, about picking on my little brother, bro.
There you go. I let you make it that night now, Keys.
Keys, you on the track Saturday?
Yeah, Keys there. Keys
had
a camera
fly. I didn't see you. I took James to that back. James told you about that Barracuda?
He came out of the game field. He was in the bushes.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord. Burner shit came down when I'm coming out, though. I'm telling you that.
T said that 1350 CFM carburetor was acting up, so he couldn't use the tensioner.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, hey, that's what I see. He said you wouldn't happen to know somebody with one. I said, all them boys on the pro circuit. I can't get nothing for you today.
He's over the shit.
Oh, man. October 1st, boss.
Hey, you know we had about a 15-minute argument about that bottle of water I gave to the boy that was riding with y'all?
No, you didn't know, bro.
Man, he had to drink Hennessy and Crown Royal. Then he got in the truck and said, man, I need my water. I said, what water? He said, that one I had bought. I said, I'll get it to the little boy. Shit, bro.
Oh man. Diamond Face Forever.
Well, somebody got your song playing, Chief.
That is my song. I got my diamond. They're going to see.
They're going to see Chief.
I mean, they're going to see, but I mean, you know, like when Mississippi come down, I seen a lot of suspects. I was scoping them out, you know that. Doug Quack.
Oh. Don't worry, we got another horse in the stable about to come out.
Y'all not getting in the shootout.
Yeah,
and people already told me that y'all can get chassis car. You can't hang me up.
Yeah, no chassis car.
I ain't got no chassis car.
Everybody mad at you.
All right. How you say? I got 500 on it.
Uh-oh.
I got 500 on it. You ain't going to see my car. My car is not a chassis car.
So you got a Hemi-headed motor, so when you can carry all the way you want.
Okay, then. Okay. I got another 5 on it.
He don't need no chassis.
Oh, I got some diamonds in that bitch. You right. I got some diamonds in that
bitch. Fresh from Jacob the jeweler.
You better not come out there and we come with that meter and that bitch go boop. Not a real diamond. Uh-oh, not good.
I just see that little dude on YouTube be checking them people. Jewelry.
That's what I'm talking about.
See that? Yeah. Them people be getting upset.
Oh,
one
yeah.
dude wonder why should dude need that real man ring? Man,
right,
man
right, right. Don't make me bring one of them spare pistons and put you on the spot, your diamond tester.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey,
Mo, I got some diamonds in that. Yeah, I got some diamonds in that bitch. You right.
All right, now.
Oh, I told you. You on the radar. Straight up.
That's good. Hey, what can they got weather on the radar, too. What can they do with the weather? Nothing. Let it happen to them. That's what's going to happen to you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Call me the weather. You can't stop me.
Oh, shit.
With my window, I can see rain.
All right.
Oh,
you're
going to
be looking out that window, looking at the ring. Sound like whoever was singing getting in trouble. Something you want to tell them about?
I ain't getting in trouble. they want to know what CB was playing.
That's Blind Melon Jelly Daddy Records.
Oh, shit.
So, T, you going to be out there on the
hot.
You going to be out there October 1st?
Hot. Oh, yeah. We put some money on that. Oh, yeah.
How about we put some of them chickens on it?
Uh-oh.
Nah. Quit fucking my chicken.
Oh, here we go. give me the one with one leg. I take the one with one leg in the bed.
Oh, this, here we go.
Right.
You just give me one of them six collectors you got.
Oh, you got that. You got that. I don't need them no more. I don't need them no more.
Them big ass 3-inch pipes you got on there.
I couldn't make no back pressure. That shit had to go.
Man, you must be talking to somebody that ain't heard your truck running.
Like
a motherfucker hitting the candlestick. God damn. Yeah. And what you see in there? A small block. Gee.
All right, Mr. Hemming, Mr. 481X. Keep on.
481X.
Oh. All right. Oh, now you're getting quiet.
I heard you change motors on Ronald.
What?
Six-inch collector. That's why they say he don't need them no more.
Yeah, I had to go down to 2.5.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, shit.
Watch it.
Hey, like what I told PK, I'm going to take your fucking eyeballs out your fucking head.
You leave my friend alone.
Yeah.
You leave him alone.
It ain't going to be nothing nice on the first.
Yeah.
I heard it was a few more Louisiana cars wasn't all the way ready and Mississippi to mess up, getting a little bit more time.
Wait a minute, what?
I said, how I heard it, a few Louisiana cars wasn't all the way, you know, ready. And Mississippi messed up, giving us a little bit more time.
Okay.
It's not a window.
Okay.
But I can't stand the rain.
That weather gonna be done cooled off a little bit too.
Hell yeah. Woo. We ain't waiting around out here next time. We gonna catch it too. It's going down.
Nah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
y'all.
What's her brother there?
Was my brother there?
Who? Yeah.
Which one?
The one he be talking cash shit. He ain't
Robert,
saying nothing. No,
he'll be there.
Robert. That's him, Robert. Robert.
Yeah. He said when they was getting on the interstate, he started something. He said he turned around his dumb ass. He'll be down the first.
He bringing something?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Lock
it in, no.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
That was somebody else making a comment. That wasn't me that time.
Oh, okay. Like I thought. Okay.
Oh, hold on now. I wouldn't,
gee,
I
don't
wouldn't
roll
be asking
over
the bottom.
Now, don't you roll over on your stomach now. Say something.
Yeah, maybe turn on my left side. Now I'm on my left side now. I was trying to keep that cold. You just come up and try to punch me in my eye just then. Hold up now.
They probably coming with that G-body, G.
Don't worry about it.
Oh. It's a G-body big block.
That's all right. Who that is? Somebody in Mississippi right now? Y'all hear that thing backing up? That's Mississippi.
Yeah, we here. What G-body are you talking about?
I bet you a lot.
What?
What G-Body you talking about, huh?
That's what I miss it.
No, they got a couple of them, man. They got a black one. They got a yellow. They got a couple of them up there that he be driving and messing with.
We got a blue and white one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Malibu, the Cutlasses, the Regal. They got a couple of them.
Cutlass money called Regal, man.
Regal, man. We make songs about that. Y'all gonna put some big wheels on them when you finish with y'all.
I ride tail my good side.
Shut up.
Yeah, hey, all right, next time.
When Ronald gets through with your ass, I'm going to make PK fuck you up.
Hey, and the next time you be out there limping and your heel knocked off your shoe and falling and trying to get to the car drunk, I'm going to tell them people don't give them no ride, let them walk.
You better not let you. You better come and get. You better take me like you did last time. I don't plan on getting like that no more. I'm not drinking nothing next time. I'm just going to be shy like I normally am, and I'm just going to, you know.
Hey, they need to ban all Mississippi cars. They were just jamming. They just came Friday trying to see what we look like, see what our cars look like. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Y'all should have heard Lil Jalen. Lil Jalen stood by me the whole time Friday. Watch this. Oh, you see it. I want to say, will you shut your ass up?
Tell my little one,
Yeah, I told him, I said, if you tell me to look one more time, I'm going to fog them goddamn glasses up.
And the one that be with the cook boy cooking them, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, he got on my nerve, Lord G. That my nerve. He kept saying, watch this right here. And then when the car back, he said, wow, you see that? Did you see it? You see it?
Yo,
I was like, you shut up.
Bullshit.
We know y'all lineup gonna change now since y'all see his business is about to pick up.
I'm gonna tell you the guy's honest truth. That rain stopped the whole lot. That's why we didn't bring none of our car because of the weather. Mookie told me it rained from the time he left Magnolia to the time he turned in the, you know, got to the top. He said, oh, he was good to go. That motherfucker was out there changing springs. I wanted to kick his ass. What the fuck you come to the track to do that shit for? You should do that at home. Damn, I was mad as hell.
Well, because they know y'all had stopped by Miss Rudolph right there at the state line and paid her them $40 to make it ring. Y'all knew what was happening. Miss Rudolph to make it ring. Miss Rudolph made it ring.
I talked to Clyde and them yesterday. Caleb said, just let them know. I told them first, we back. And it ain't gonna. It's gonna be way faster than last time. I said, that's what I'm talking about, Clyde.
Okay.
Bank Robber said, man. I don't know what he meant. Bank Robber said it ain't his cup of tea. You know, Bank Robber likes to do that no frill.
We gonna drink some coffee that day. They said that what they said. Yeah.
Hmm.
He don't want no cup of tea, but they got some coffee for him.
Hi, Rod. You and these jokes gonna stop tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. The man that told me that he was drinking wine with his pinky in the air. He said he came there for business and business only.
And you said D. Brown. He better keep that popping motherfucker on down the line next time because he scared the shit out of me.
Oh man, you can't do nothing about trash in the
Illinois. Listen, when D. Brown stopped out, I thought Dana was supposed to protect me. He was finna outrun me.
Look, I was at the start line trying to bring him up. I said, I know that ain't none of how cars did that shit. I looked over there and saw that Michael Jackson smoke around that motherfucker. I saw that Michael Jackson smoke around that bitch. I said, we in concert, man. Ain't this a bitch? Fuck. He in there looking at me. He was like, everything all right. I said, no, it ain't. Fuck that.
I don't talk to Derek. Derek big long ass said, what the fuck?
I got it back to the house, and I looked at it. He had a little, that little bitty speck of sand in that solenoid. It was leaking nitrogen, and he hit that fucking ignition button. Ka-doom! I said, motherfucker.
I ain't going to lie. That motherfucking green car slapped. Man, I love that fucking car. I ain't lying. That car, I fucking love
Lima.
That car.
That Lenovo Lima.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you got it running good, too. You got it running good.
I love
good.
It.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah,
were messing with me all night. Who car that was that wrecked?
I don't know that. I didn't even know that car.
Buck out of Lafayette. It...
Oh, okay.
That was like an import style car.
Yeah, that's a little super with a LS.
Yeah.
Something like that other one, like that gray one. Buck, he does that roll racing, but they do at Texas or whatever when they come through there and try to do 200, 220 out the back door.
Oh, that land speed shit.
So you say
it did not have an LS. It had a six-cylinder with a big old turbo and nitrous on it because it was parked directly across from me. I went and looked at it.
Well, boy, running a straight six or?
Yeah, a straight six.
Oh, okay.
I was asking this question before the phone hung up. Who are going to Big Jack Race?
When is that?
It's September the 9th. It said I wasn't going to go, but I think I'm going to go.
Oh, nobody else. It's been a long goddamn month.
that's in Atlanta weekend, that Mika.
That's who?
Yeah. Saints Atlanta.
That's Devil Horse Race too. It's still Alabama.
But that Saints Atlanta. That's down here more or that's up in Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Oh yeah, okay, I know you're gonna be out of town.
I'm gonna be under the bridge, right there by the Superdome.
And they look, hey, they have a fucking tailgate party under that motherfucker like
shit.
Like
no
US
other.
Club.
Hey, we used to be like
hey,
that under
hey,
that
hot.
Boy. We used to party under there, boy.
Hot. Tell them if they ain't never been there, they better get there.
Man, what? And don't let the game be in that dome. Hey, all they say, they're going to feed anybody that's under there, just bring what you drink. Period.
Hmm.
And it's only popping. And don't wait till that game be over with. Sheep. They
looking
like they be looking like
right
back after
the game is over with.
Be looking like the fucking pad when they have a shootout. Cash day. Motherfuckers everywhere. Look like the first gonna be something. Well, gonna be part two of this fucking killing spree.
Oh, I'm so sick. So sick of y'all.
Cause we gonna keep our cornbread.
You gonna eat that cornbread up?
I'm just kidding.
About 2 hours ago, she was gonna say this and get off. I'm finishing. I'm going. Let me just say this one time, and I'm out of here. I got to go. Didn't she say that about 2 hours ago?
Leave
me alone. I'm too shy for this shit.
No, you know y'all ain't got nothing to do up there. You ain't racing tonight.
Yeah, he might be shy when we get on them damn.
This motherfucker is storming up in the night.
Yeah.
Y'all feel rain there.
Yep. No. Miss Rudolph told him, nah, I'll go ahead on and do it for this night, but now I'm going to leave some water up there for the next week.
Well, it's going to follow y'all down.
Richard Pryor told y'all about fucking with Miss Rudolph. You know he was from Tupelo. He was from Tupelo, Mississippi too. Hey, keep on.
Oh shit.
So Clyde was one of y'all go-getters. Bank robber was one of y'all go-getters.
Justin Reed.
Justin Reed, okay. Yeah. That'll work.
Who else we had? CK Carr was getting in. Big Bear was getting in. Polecat was getting in.
Al Jones.
Who?
Al Jones.
Al Jones.
Yeah, Al was young. That's what's up. But see, that's what I was trying to tell PK when he was asking about racing me. I said, you getting in the shootout? We'll do first round call out. No, I ain't getting in the shootout. We'll run right now. I said, man. I said, well, come holler at me now and then. We'll talk. Because my test hit was going to be in the shootout. That was a free chance at whatever, or a grudge, off the trailer, whatever. Mm-hmm. So whatever.
Right.
But it's all good. We're gonna have some fun.
That's right.
You had that On the Motor tune ready, hot?
Man, look, I had it in the bleachers tune ready. Everybody in the bleachers be on the lookout.
Yeah. Like they say, they
shit.
Oh shit.
It'll be dinner and a fucking movie. Something was gonna happen. I don't know what. Something was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I was gonna let it get going and then all hell was gonna break loose. Fuck it. But it was gonna break loose down yonder. It was gonna break loose down yonder.
Whatever you say.
Y'all gonna be on that damn nag. That nag was gonna be riding, isn't it?
All right, y'all. I'm gonna go for real now because I feel myself getting upset, so I'm gonna hang up.
Bet 20 you don't.
Don't fucking play with me.
Anybody paying 2-1 odds?
Yeah.
Jamie, you got till October, not man. Shit.
Yeah, shit.
Hustler would say.
You got 237 days, 267 days to give him something, you know, to make his night. Because, you know, he'd be saying, he ain't talk about me.
Yeah.
He ain't talk about me. Made his night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in the morning, we're going to see. You know I be ear hustling.
Yeah, I be ear hustling, and you did this and you did that. Oh, shit.
So that's Jamie, Daniel, Loki. Boy, y'all going to be deep as fuck. And then y'all see y'all got two more, so shit, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What do you want? Go ahead. Sit down. Go play. Shit.
She must have hang up.
Huh? Let me see.
She hung up.
Can y'all hear me?
Okay,
I was about to say, damn, we had nothing. Let me scroll through my numbers here. Hang on. It didn't show she hung up. You know, he's been sitting quiet, back listening. You see?
Don't
want to
pay that $20 bet.
Let me see. No, maybe she did. I didn't see you. I said, hold up.
Hey, Mo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, when they had pulled calls, some people had pulled already. Do they keep the same calls they pulled, or? If they're there, I guess.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard to be able to do that because now they got so many people like that may not make it. So it'll have shit all over the place. So we probably going to re-pull.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna try to keep it like that. Probably gonna try to do it on the third. You know, take it right quick. But then that conflicted with a lot of people. And I'm saying I already have a plan set for, you know, Labor Day weekend, so we ain't want, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of people to be, you know, be missing out on the race. So
yeah.
And they need to find another date that works for the majority of everybody.
Sure, Phil. All right.
I can tell you, Mississippi only had 9 cars there. This time, I'm willing to bet it's going to be at least 20-25 calls next time.
Oh, they're going to have to. They ain't like that shit. They ain't like that shit.
Hell no. I'm saying 20-25. They're going to probably about, it's going to probably about 30 Mississippi calls and probably about 45 in the week. It's going to be some, I'm telling you. It's going to fuck around me about, as long as the weather good, because if weather ain't good, we canceling. I ain't doing that shit no more. It's going to fuck around me about
October, we can run early, Mo. October is cooler.
Yeah.
So we can get that shit.
Yep.
We can get that shit 4 or 5 o'clock. Send them bitches down. Start rocking and rolling.
Man, old man. Yes, sir. So it's gonna fuck around and be about a 75 car shootout.
Oh yeah.
Man. Tell you. You just think about it. We had 40 with doggone rain in the forecast.
Yeah. Man, you got a bunch of more cars coming out. That's getting in the shootout. That's coming.
I'm gonna tell you like this too. If y'all decide to do it again, y'all got a 2-day fucking affair that can really pop. Cause that, see that test two night, and that was just for less hours. Them motherfuckers was in there. I said, God damn. Yeah. And then they had some killers coming that motherfucker too.
Hey, y'all. Hey, this is Jimmy. Hey, I did some drone footage, too, Saturday. I hadn't posted it up yet, but at 8:14, they had a line going out of the gate trying to get in at the track. But that just goes to show you what possibility it could have been if the rain would have held on.
Because the word was that the racing was going to start at 9. Motherfucker was trying to get in there before 9. That's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. So,
if you got a, like you said, you got a day that, if you got some days that's good, and people can get in there and sit down and date, shit.
Yep.
It might have been a late night, early morning, but it would have been one hell of a fucking race, I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't able to get a whole lot of drone footage, you know, over the course of a day and a half that I was there. It was a lot of moisture in the air, so I didn't want to put that drone up and lose another one. But I did get a good footage.
Well, you
I did
get a good
footage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first got one, I lost it in the cane field.
Jamie told me his battery went low on it. Man, he up there talking shit, and that motherfucker kept that thing pushed up.
I thought when it loses thing, it come back.
Yeah. It does. They'll come back
unless you nosedive that motherfucker.
When the battery goes, the battery will go low. It'll get to a certain percentage, and it'll return home on its own. But what I was doing, I was trying to get some good shots and kept hitting cancel. And I waited to the last minute to hit cancel, and it had like 2% left on the battery.
Oh, it couldn't make it.
That motherfucker. Jeez, that motherfucker was
in the
cage.
I thought you told me the battery got low and the wind was high. Somebody lying.
Yeah, it caught it. It caught it. The wind caught it. So it did. So it did. That's my story.
Yeah,
and I'm sticking
to it. Yeah,
jeez,
I told
my man, let's go back there and get that
motherfucker, man. Boy,
let's go
to that fucking field.
They
got
coyotes
and
the people
be back there, man.
Yep.
Shit, I don't even got that
field.
Shit,
where
is that?
Jeez, they ain't go out there. Matter of fact, that was for Go Home or Go Home. The last one, so what?
I rolled back there with him. I wouldn't have got out of the truck. Yeah, he's over there.
Right over there.
Pulled off on his ass. Go out of the window.
Yeah. That ass just fucked up.
Shit, I'm with Jimmy. I would have said, fuck that. Y'all can have that bitch. Where? Man, you crazy.
That's like me coming across that lake. Back, y'all. Go where?
No, this dude here.
Well, I must be undercover coming over here.
Oh, I ain't trying to be undercover. That's what it is. I keep my head above water. I ain't fucking around.
Nobody ain't gonna bother you, man, when you come on this side of the lake, man. I don't even try that.
Lies and fucking garbage.
I go over there the same way and I leave the same way when I go over there.
Right, look like everybody got an idea of what's going to happen and what it's going to look like. So everybody going to be part of that show. They're going to be in that motherfucker on the first.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get me an RV spot. I'm going to get an RV spot and stay there tonight. Right? So I ain't got to fight none of that shit coming back.
That is one of the good things about that. Get 16, get RV spot 16 and 17 for October 1st, man.
All right. Hey, Mo markers down for that.
Get 16 and 17.
Mo,
if you take it on, I want 98.
98?
Look, check this out, y'all. The track, is, you know what I'm saying? They taking care of all of it. I ain't tapping something like that. I just let the track handle that. So I'm gonna text y'all Thomas number.
What?
Jamie, that motherfucker that be laughing at the funeral. Talking about something.
Where you go?
Act like he wasn't laughing.
Here you go. Okay. What'd you say now?
Don't worry about it.
Well, give me a talk. Motherfucker, you got too much energy.
Turn that motherfucker loose on that one of fucking raccoons y'all got over there. Why would happen?
Yeah, there's some bitch here. No, I sit in the dining room, throw it to the living room. Let her run, get it, and bring it back to me.
Jesus.
Ass out. Go get it.
That's a jail.
All right. What? Oh. All right. Good. Let it go.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
You got to dress like that for class. You go
Boy.
I think it's going to be good the first time. We got something to look forward to again. But look, we got that, you know, they got that little Don Barnes race September. Was it 9th or the 10th? Racing for Don Barnes. Then you got Scooby race with Jeremy Black on September 24th. And then they got the back of the track race at No Problem, the 24th at night. The second or the third, I think, that Saturday, they got a back of the track event too at No Problem. So you got a bunch of, and then they got the Heads Up Havoc, the 27th, which is this weekend, same time as Travis's race at Steel. So we got a lot of stuff going on still. So if you bracket or no time, no prep, you got a bunch of good things going on. So. And Atmore's been kind of quiet. I ain't seen too much from Atmore. I look on
there.
Yeah,
they've been having a lot of weather. Callan got a big old race on the 17th and the 16th and 17th.
Okay. What is that? At Atmore?
Atmore. Uh-huh.
Okay, 16
and 17. Got 28, 75 pass. I'm going to read the fly out too.
Okay.
Let me see. Where is that? Name of the race is Push It to the Limit, Grudge Fest. Giving away $5,000. Dapper Gang.
Stop it. Get your ass down. Go ahead.
$3,275 Outlaws. $3,000 Small Block Nitrous. $3,000 All Glass All Steel. $2,500 Daily Driver Class. That's the 16 and 17 September.
All right, 16 and 17. I got it written down.
Yeah,
all right, good. All right, good. So, yeah, so then they got September Fools. You got Don Barnes at 10th, Pat Callan, 17th, and Jeremy Black and Scooby on the 24th. And then after that, you got y'all. The following there, September. Yeah, there it is. There it is, fellas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we got
family. No reason for nobody not to be ready, including you, Bluefin. Stay tuned. But, yep.
I'm gonna make that ride, but it's gonna be a ride. But I want to see what that prep all about. But I'm going more hit steel this weekend. Fuck it. Boy, I'm gonna tell you like this here.
You taking your car high ride?
I'm telling you. I'm gonna say it is here. They'll put some air pressure in your tennis shoes walking on that fucking track. Them bitches tore my on fire shoes.
I'm gonna put on these fucking work boots. I'm gonna put on heavy duty.
Yeah, string them bitches up. I'm talking about I would have walked across that motherfucker. And I stayed still a little bit too long. I went to move. And next thing you know, I went to feel the breeze coming through my fucking
feet.
I'm talking about half of the soul in the prep. I said, wow.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Good thing I had a spare set, shit. Hell, spare pair, man. Yeah, that fucking track, that's the baddest track I ever stepped foot on. That been a fucking ass second to none. When I tell you they put that shit down like they sponsored by fucking VP, they put that shit down. About ten cars go down the track. Ten cars go down. They bring the spread on that motherfucker. They drag that motherfucker. Hear me, Tim O'Pair go down, they're going to drag that motherfucker, they're going to spray that motherfucker out, boy. That's the definition of a doggone radio track. I ain't lying. I ain't taking nothing with nobody else, no other track. But that motherfucker, that's at the ball.
Yeah,
brother.
Something I wanted to say. Shit. Let me say something. Oh, look, somebody just pressed the one button and pressed it again and wanted to talk. If you keep pressing it, it'll take you out of the queue. So if you just press the one button, press it again. I'll get you back on. I don't remember the number. Yep. Hell yeah.
Hey, Mo, they got they have RV spots out there in Steel, Mo?
Nah, you ain't know they have no RV spots out there.
I feel like going this thing. Alright.
No, they don't have no hookups.
Alright.
Okay. Hey,
yeah,
leave the motherfucker, slick at the house.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Clawson today, but I'm going to go in the morning. Hopefully they got something. I don't care what. I don't even care if it's a, hey, wait, so y'all shoot out. Is it a 28 only, or is it run with the Brum?
They run a 28 clip.
No, for y'all.
No, I was 28.
Y'all race.
28.
Okay. Oh, it's 28 run with your Brum. Got it.
All right. Yeah, I got quite a few people DM me and hit me on the back line about, is their car considered a chassis car because their car was a unibody car and it didn't come with a front chassis or whatever. Hey, man, if you weld that motherfucker up, and the only thing is legal is a doggone K member, a car with a K member. And if you have a K member, you still got section of stock chassis. You know what I'm saying? Like on the first gen Camaros and Firebirds and Novas, and 68 through 72 Novas. You know what I'm saying? They got that Smith Racecraft front
bolt on front end.
Yeah, that's legal. You know what I'm saying?
Bolt on front end.
Yeah, that's legal, you know what I'm saying? But if you got a doggone a car that came with a shock and you got a strut with a little strut mount on them, that motherfucker, and ain't got a piece of stock chassis on the car, you know you got a chassis car, man. Let's be for real. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them deals where this race is not for the big, you know what I'm saying, super high dollar, you know what I'm saying, chassis, you know, cars. It's just, we just trying to make it competitive, you know what I'm saying? Some cars going to have a better chassis than others. That's understandable. But we just not trying to have a couple cars outclass the whole field, you know what I'm saying?
That is.
We're just trying to
keep
it reasonable, you know? So all the people out there, that, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know what I'm saying, trying to slide through the cracks or whatever, you know, man, you know you got a chassis car. Hey. This race here may not be for you, but the next one probably gonna have a place for you to race.
There it is. Yeah, buddy. Well, so we got a lot accomplished today, man. Pretty good, man. Shit, everybody went over, voiced their opinion, got everything said and done. Shit. Real good.
Hopefully I have me some rock on. One way or another, I'm having me some rock on. Fuck.
Shit, talk to Anthony Amato. He got rock arms and shit. That fucker was looking for him some time. I know somebody waiting on the set. Can't get him.
I'm getting rid of them.
Yeah, he's in 6 days from Jessel.
Yeah, that's what I got, Jessel. I'm fucked them aluminum rock on. I'm going
to get about a lot of something. They've been waiting. I don't know which ones they need, you know.
I had ordered mine last Monday, the week before the race. Because I had broke a cup and I was down to one spell. So I made up my mind we were going to go with some steel rockers and shit, the motherfuckers. They 4 to 6 weeks up. So.
If
It's one of them things.
That's what happened. We got that 1-inch lip cam.
Hey.
That would take to be slow. Fuck it. I guess I got a 2-inch lip cam then.
Stress on them rocks and say, wee, wee, wee.
Some weak summer bitches just can't have no pressure. Well, they old. They've been on that on the motor, so fuck.
Yeah. You know, here we go. Ah, I think that's Boom. 504-5817. That's you, Boom?
Yeah, what's up, Jim?
What's happening, Boom? How you making out?
Chilling.
The cooler.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm glad to hear today. Fuck. Where the queen at? Lock his motherfucking ass in. Lock his motherfucking ass in. Mo, lock his motherfucking ass in. 5 on 1,000. Motherfucker. You better buy one before the fur. You better buy one before the fur.
The queen, you open and his representative on here.
Not this Saturday because Travis got something going on, but I got a show in Cologne the next Saturday. Lock your motherfucking ass in, and then we could do it
on the street
for more race too. Yeah, just,
I ain't going.
Travis
on the street,
got something going. I don't want to hear that dumb ass shit. Travis got something going on Saturday coming, and I got something
going
on.
Hey,
the
quit. We ain't got
Saturday.
The race, homeboy. Hey,
well, right,
the quit.
We ain't got
the race.
We'll talk when that day coming.
Man, you ought to go crush that motherfucker. Motherfucker got a big old big block scared of a motherfucker truck with a LFO in it.
Shit.
Man,
I'm
if I had a big block, a motherfucker like you wouldn't call my name.
Get the fuck on, man.
I said if I had a motherfucker big block, you know how I would call my name. If I had a big block, fuck you talking about. You bought the wrong big block. That's what the fuck you did.
Hey,
I
would call
somebody.
Hey, I can't raise high ride though. I'm just saying though, if I had a big block in my truck, if I had a big block in my truck, I wouldn't worry about high
like
ride nor him.
A fucking wolf with no teeth, well, motherfucker. You just like Michael Dillon.
And knock it off.
Hey, boo. You better stop poking at my people.
Hey, man, I ain't worried about that. You know one thing about me? When I'm on a compound with that motherfucking truck, car, or whatever the fuck I got, I'm going to run that motherfucker till I can't run it no more. So.
Well, what you going to be on the compound with on the freight?
Huh?
Truck, car, what you going to be on that with on the freight?
What am I bringing?
Yes, that's it.
I'm bringing my truck.
I lock in, boom.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. You will be the only person that I will pull that hood off for free. I pull that hood off, and I got that LS under that hood. You gonna give me my race?
No. When I let him borrow my truck and sit just like you, I'm gonna run you head the fuck up, all right? And I'm gonna show you can sell that motherfucker you got and get your real
one. What if I put some leaf springs on?
Huh?
What if I have leaf springs on this truck that I'm gonna bring?
No, it don't matter how I ride, man. Hey, y'all see me at the track, man, cause I'm a race. I promise I'm a race. I'm a race. And guess what? Straight off the motherfucking trailer. I'll run them.
Hey.
Straight off the motherfucking trailer.
And guess what? Like they say in Harlem. Pop goes the motherfucking wheel.
What?
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, J-Man.
Watch this here.
Go ahead.
Now, watch this here. When I go to pop it up with these motherfucking tracks again, watch how they just, man, ain't going to want to raise no more. What?
Well, you trying to say they going to move out?
I'm talking about, Jamie, you know who I was juggling there before my truck broke. Them same motherfucker I was juggling there, I ain't going to stop juggling. They know who they are. And all the motherfuckers asking about me, knowing I ain't have no oil pressure. You understand me? So when they see me at the track, watch what they do. They're gonna do a bow face.
They ain't getting in the bushes, huh, Boom?
They're not getting in the bushes.
Huh?
I mean,
come on, bro. I did this shit. I was getting. Hey, watch this here. I ain't say you. I don't want you to be scared, Howard. I want to get on your level. When I get on your level, I'm gonna run you head the fuck up. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get you on your level.
How my level different though? I mean, I got a lot of
man. Howard, come on, man.
I got a lot of motherfuckers that don't hook up.
Oh, okay.
Put in no chest. Sound like
you need to do what I'm doing. Go spend you some money.
Oh, no, I ain't got no money to spend. I
gotta
sit my ass still. Just hope
I ain't got nothing either. I'm gonna match my credit cards out. And I'll pay it one day. I just pay the interest on
it.
I'm gonna have fun though. I ain't gonna jug hard now. Boy, the week of the show, I'm gonna jug. I'm gonna make them up. Hey, Mo, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, or for me, I don't want y'all to take this the wrong way. But a week or two before the show, I'm gonna jug at a motherfucker so bad they ain't gonna even bring their car. So I apologize right now that I made a motherfucker didn't cover their car. But I'm gonna jug at a motherfucker so hard they ain't gonna even show up with the car.
Hold on,
speaking one time. I'm only speaking to the ones that was fucking with me, that knowing I was on pressing down, asked me where Sasha Dog and all other shit. And the ones that I named before I went down. You understand me? Y'all on standby. Screw the fuck up.
Me Brown.
And that's between and the ones here. No, that wasn't you, and it wasn't B Brown. B Brown done beat me already. What you talking about? Y'all need to go run with
me.
How right? You in a how right? How right? You in a slime will be a good race. Now what's up? That's your
plan. We'll probably do that. I mean, I like the way
they
look.
Ooh,
I think it'll be a good race. If
as long as
it's up, it'll be a good
race. Y'all look just by light. That's why I said that, though. I'm being messy, but y'all fancy.
I like the way they look. I'll try. I mean, I ain't tripping. That's all good. That little motherfucker leaving and getting there. I got to be doing the same, because he'll whoop my ass if I don't. But I ain't tripping. I'll try. I mean, fuck it. I think it'll be a good race.
I ain't got nothing for you, Hot Rod. Huh?
Who you talking about?
Oh, the Slimer.
That was green over Slimer.
Yeah, I think they'll be a good race.
Oh, you talking about? All right, yeah, okay, huh?
That look already
damn good. Shit. I had to have my shit together.
Hey, I don't forgot who all the fuck I was fucking up. Jamie, do you remember, Jamie, who I was messing with on him and never got a chance to race? Who else I was?
I threw all my other paperwork away, Boom. I don't even know, to be honest.
I knew you wouldn't run field, but we'll run you with that truck, huh? We got that truck.
Okay.
Let me get dialed in. I tell you what, this is what I do. No, hold on. Hold on. Hey, listen.
Backstroke in the Olympics right now.
Man, y'all can talk that bullshit. I squid off the trailer and finish line drag script. I'll run you straight off the trailer. Fuck you. And field truck.
Okay. Listen, check it out. You said you're getting right. Let me know when you're right. And I'll have that one right by then. And we're going to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all good. Ain't nothing tripping. You ain't tripping on that. You do that.
Let's get it. What I'm saying is this. I get right when I'm testing the tune. So I'm going to be testing the tune. So I'll be grudging while I'm testing the tune.
Well,
I ain't gonna make a pass for free.
When you going to be testing the tune?
I could test the tune tomorrow, me. But I'm just saying, I'm gonna be ready when I come to running.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, though. I don't want you to make it like I'm trying to buy some time. If you're saying you're ready tomorrow.
No. You just said the magic word, when you're ready. I don't want to run you if you ain't ready. I mean, really.
I said let me know when you're going to be ready. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
And I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready the same way, too, though.
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing this shit cartonly this time. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Mo, he doing the breaststroke or the what stroke?
All I can say is it's going to be good, brother. It's going to be good. Hey, man.
Are you Greg Lucan? Greg Lucan is the baddest backstroking motherfucker in the world.
Yeah. Motherfucker was nice to go 500
bag,
miles,
bag.
Huh?
Well, give me 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm about to give my dog some Heineken on that one. It's a dog drinking. Fuck.
Hey, might as well, yeah. That dog gonna throw that goddamn. Hey, when I whooped that little truck, that dog gonna throw the goddamn ball at the truck.
Hey, she might throw it at the truck. She said, "You give me this fucking deal, I'm gonna be on point." He's got our ass whooped by you. Yeah, he's gonna throw it at
him. Hey, and get what? I want the owner to drive the truck though. I want him. Me
man,
and got
ain't
some
no
person
way.
Going on.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Man, how you gonna sit there and tell me this motherfucker out here speed racing, you gonna tell me he can't race me? Man, knock it off, bro. Knock it off, man.
Boom, bro. That man, why ain't I racing
too. Okay, it's cool. I got a driver too.
Boom, you know they told that man, they said, look. Bring your fucking ass out there in the road. They know how the old school cat. Hey, move. He trying. He know how Thomas is. They get up under their skin enough. He's on top of dumb shit. I see Rand, but your boy taking them W's and leaving you with that L and don't want to get your race back. I say, get comfortable with it. He said, man, my nerves get bad. He get aggravated and shit. He just go do it. He called me. Man, I'm about to run this motherfucker. I said, well, go ahead. Go get him. Go get him, killer. Then when you call me back, sound like motherfucker gonna hit the fucking dog with a fucking broom handle. Yeah. Don't go fucking with them good people. Don't go fucking with them good people, man. Be cool. We'll get them. Yeah. But you know he likes it. You know he likes to have his fun talking shit. If he got something,
hey man,
we gonna listen.
Hey, listen. This is the bottom line, Hot. This is the bottom line. I'm glad Thomas bought that truck because guess what? I'm going to throw an S10 shootout up there at the track at Finish Line, all right? So I'm glad he got
he's gonna get it.
I know
he been
him.
On my ass.
Man,
when you coming up here?
You can get in there and put your truck in there. Dumb Mac can get in there. Little Top, the little truck I supposed to be running, because they on the list too. They on the list too, soon as I get out. Because that's going to be doing all my testing right there at the track. They from right there in Jackson, so they'll be there. They'll be there at pretty much all events. So, and then what's the name? Let me start a race. I'm gonna run her, Mudil. Let me start a race. I'm gonna run Mudil. So,
what you gonna do with Mooka? You gonna run Mooka?
Oh, fuck no. I ain't gonna fuck a moo cow. I mean, if we get a shootout, I'm gonna run. I mean, I ain't gonna have no other choice. But I ain't no, hey, I ain't gonna be no killer, but a motherfucker ain't gonna push me. Because let me tell you something about, I'm gonna tell you something about racing. You understand me? A motherfucker apply too much pressure, boy. It can lay down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm worried about going A to B and get there real quick. I ain't worried about nothing there. Did you look in your mirror? No, look for what? I don't need to see what's behind me. I'm going to look in the mirror when I make sure.
Good. I was about to say something else, but I know the homeboy listening. Chuck Town, are you going to be out there for the get down in Kelowna or what? I know you listening.
Uh-oh.
I know you listening.
Uh-oh. I can't do number one.
Trying to get it together now. It's a room with your bro. You know, calling in to pay out, pool payout or whatever. You know,
he's on here trying to stop him. I'm going to bring your scary ass around and knock your motherfucking top off,
man. You the one scared. You hanging out on the street. Keep hanging out there. I better catch that motherfucker in the track. I'm going to pull your goddamn eyebrows off that motherfucker. I'll catch you on the track with that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Come on here like a grizzly bear.
I ain't like no motherfucking grizzly bear. Hey.
Fuck on, coach. You ain't even made it to September yet.
Huh?
Talking about fucking October. I'm talking about week after this week, nigga. Fuck that.
Oh, okay. Well, keep on gambling. Go ahead and race.
All right.
Who you gonna race when you go? Who you gonna race when you go to school? You must be going. You must just be Travis. You must be Travis to support. You must be Travis to support because I know you ain't taking that motherfucker to steal or run nobody. You gonna leave your ring in on the ground down that motherfucker? You gonna steal that motherfucker? Oh no. You probably put a good ring up on there. You told the other one up. You might have a good one on there now. You might have a good one on there now. I'm gonna fuck you up, dude. You know that? I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna do you like me and High Rod do. We gonna sign them on all of this.
He ain't doing nothing but bumping your fucking gun.
Sure will. Yeah. I'm gonna bump until me and you race. Until you beat me. When you beat me, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. But hey, man,
Quinn,
it's gonna be good.
Why the Quinn was up, man?
No, the Quinn gonna run, man. I'm just talking, man. Fuck, ain't nobody else saying that.
Send yourself to Quinn.
Man, the Quinn already said he want me to come to the screen, and I ain't coming to the screen. I don't race on the screen.
Ain't nothing to talk about. He's talking about winning on show, but I'm talking about I got a fucking race coming up the week after Saturday race. What the fuck is he? Hey, man, I ain't nothing to talk about. When I talk to him, we'll talk about that then. But as I'm talking about fuck that. I might not have no more talk.
You might not. You might blow that motherfucker up. Because you're going to fuck one of them new auto cars out there. They're going to fuck you up.
Yeah. New auto cars got to rule the fucking weekend coming. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit. He be playing too much. Oh man.
He wants to try some one of them patches on your knee tonight.
I need to smoke my weed. You smoke my weed?
What the fuck are you doing? You just sell your knee, man.
What's up with the knee deal, man?
Huh? No, I got Oh, that's that Lotta King pet. Man. Look, I just got out the hospital. Said, man, come straight out the hospital, went straight to the track.
Hey, do you was there that night when I came out of my surgery at the start line with that fucking yellow shit and everything? Master, man, I told my homeboy, I said, bro, how y'all let me go out there like that, high and tight on the fucking pills, with all the surgical shit on, still on my neck, tripping.
Hey, you remember I had my weight loss surgery on a Thursday. Look, I was out there on the pad Friday night.
Come out there walking slow. I said, boy, man, boo, tripping. Hey, that's the same thing they were saying about me. Man, look at how I ride. Motherfucker said, man, why I ain't get that yellow shit off it? I said, man, I don't see that shit. I ain't in no mirror. Fuck.
Nika said, motherfucker, so you checked yourself out the hospital, boom, and come to the race.
Yeah.
I saw, hey, boom, wait. Boom, did you have a black shirt on and some dark color shorts?
Yeah, I had a Honda black shirt on, yeah.
Man, I saw a picture with you had your hands out like you was asking somebody, well, what y'all want me to do? I said, man, look at Boom. They say he's in the hospital. I said, is that Boom? Is he fucking right? That's Boom. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey,
Boom,
man.
Still had the IV kicking his own.
No, they released me, though, bro. Because what they did, they were scared. They were scared to release me after drawing that fluid without knowing whether it was infected, if it was some infection or not. So they kept me to run blood work. Then they at 5 o'clock Saturday morning, they draw more blood from me and to secondly confirm that it wasn't no what's the name. So I'm good. I got a I went today to my. What'd you say, man? They said I'm in my first stage of getting arthritis in my knee, and that could start some inflammatory stuff in the gym. It can start. What's the name? Because I ain't fall or hit my knee. I ain't did nothing. I just looked down one day because my knee started getting stiff. And I just looked down one day at the office. My wife said, come on, let go. Get your ass in the car. Let go. So went to the hospital. And they kept my mother from there. You know. Let me get that last.
Yeah, because you can hear. That's what you got to know. Yeah. A man got to know you can stroke anywhere. It ain't got to be your arm, your shoulder, your face.
Oh, yeah. They said they could have
checked out. Period.
Oh, yeah. Hey, one thing about me, man, I got good insurance, homeboy. I got old fool insurance. They take care of Boom. Fucking right they do. They take care of me. I ain't going to lie to you, though. Them motherfuckers, they thank me. A lot of say them motherfuckers are money, man. Man, and see, the little bill they just passed about this negotiating with them pharmaceuticals about that medicine, I got a letter in the mail about my insulin that I used to take. I used to take three different insulins, one of them three times a day for my diabetes when I was a diabetic. That shit was $2,500 per prescription of my medication for my insulin. Dude, that was like $7,500 right there. A month and just those pills. And then they had me on a lot of, they were just trying pills on me. Then had a desk to call me and, hey, you had any side, did you have any falls? What, some of that shit you gave me going to make me fall, motherfucker? So I stopped giving them info.
Yeah, like
but you know, but I done got out of all of
them. You taking that risk, my dog, and it made you grow some nipples. He said, what the fuck?
But I'm down to minimum. I take more vitamins than I do anything now because, you know what I'm saying, because of that surgery, you know. I take a lot of vitamins and stuff now. Watch out vitamins.
I got a referral, Boom, and I need to know. They told me you got the Ikebukus. One for the head and one for the lower body. I'm going to get you to give us information on H&W dispensary.
Right. Well, what you do is it depends on like this. Is right now I'm smoking sativa right now because it's going
to
put me
under. Yeah, they say that's to relax. Yeah,
this is going to put me under, and I can go to sleep and I'm going to wake up
You know, the main reason why my doctor was lying to me, because I wake up 4 or 5 times in the middle of the night. But now I can sleep for 8 hours, bro. I can sleep for a solid 8 hours. You know what I'm saying?
I might do the drops.
Well, my wife is on the drop, and she swear by it. Man, she just told me today I gotta get her a refill. So what that is you say you got there? That, whatever you said. No, I know that it's 900 milligrams what you got, but I'm talking about what you say you take that for to help your what?
Arthritis.
You got arthritis. Neuropathy. And she got carbotonal. And she take the drop, and but she had to take it sometime because like she got to go in, to do something at 6 o'clock in the morning, so she ain't gonna take it tonight because she ain't gonna get up at 6 o'clock. So wait, she got the good shit. She got that cherry flavor too. 900 milligrams
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, man, shots dog. My piston mailed out Friday, man. So they should drop by Thursday. And everything else, I start cleaning up parts, man. Start cleaning up parts. And get it back together, and
ooh wee.
Yeah, I'm buying that Holly Terminator setup, and I'm going to go ahead and backhand the ladder boy. What's that, man? Raise up.
I mean, I'm going to run it like it is for right now, but that our down season, I'm a ladder boy with a wishbone, set on the ground, set old sock dog on the ground, give it that pretty thin on the front bumper. Shit, I'm going to dress my old little truck up. I'm going to keep my little truck, man. Until somebody buy that motherfucker. I ain't trying to sell it, but you know me. I'll sell anything and everything, me. But
yeah, man, it's going to be... Hey,
Hello?
Where? Yeah, everybody must have hung up, man.
No, they're on here.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, but James, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen you out there, James.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it was gonna be some shit out there.
Oh yeah,
Saturday,
you know that.
It was gonna be some shit.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, boy. Hey, I was coming to gamble too. I lost about $200 up there. But I won some money too. What's the name look good too? Pinky. Old Pinky look good. What's his name? Anthony Armada.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he look good. Hey, who that little black Monte Carlo is?
I don't know, but I know the homeboy was blowing the fucking horn when they were going down the track, and he don't want that bitch. I said, man, who the fuck was blowing that horn coming down the track? I said, you must have. And I looked at the video from behind the car. The horn would blow every time he tapped the fucking brake.
You motherfucker, you.
When he get on the brake.
The black Monte Carlo, it ran good. Shit. Yeah. When he turned that switch on and tapped it, the motherfucker blew the horn and everything.
Got it.
Like motherfucker saying, come on. boom, I don't need no fucking medicine like that. Fuck that medicine.
Yeah. Well, you do the drive. You don't have to inhale no smoke. Some people don't like inhaling smoke, you know what I'm saying? So but I like smoking. I mean, I guess I got the
lung.
Huh?
Boy,
about to fix that arthritis and lose a lung, boom, shit.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me say this, man. I've been smoking.
A bust of blood vessel in his head. He just fucking.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been smoking weed a long time, man. You know, but this shit here,
you
the LSU
like
boy,
that
man.
Every time?
Oh yes, indeed. You don't cough, you ain't gonna get high. You cough the moment you get through coughing. You high as a. Oh, I forgot. I thought you.
Well,
said
you know what that is.
Before.
That's
God,
a lack. That's a lack. No, I never did. That's a lack. You pull your fucking back and get high then. Fuck.
Oh shit! Not like this here. This shit, it got some mood altering substance in it. Oh man, I'm excited, guys. I'm very excited. I can't wait to get damn. I can't wait to get off press. I had a good time when I had off press, Jamie. You know that? I wasn't limited to where I go. Like motherfucker, come on the streets. I was in state capital. What state capital?
You, black
you know what I'm saying?
Satellite.
Huh?
I tell you, you can't fucking with black hole and satellite.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey, hold on, send me, watch this here, send me some pictures of the black hole in Savage Life. I'm gonna hang them on my wall. Get the pictures to me. I'm gonna hang them on my wall, one by one.
Hey, I'll send you the video.
No, I don't want the video. I want pictures of the car so I can print them. I'm gonna download them on my phone, and I'm gonna take the chip out of my phone and put it in my printer. And I can just email it. It's the new age shit. But hey, nah, I ain't gonna fuck with y'all. Man. Y'all boy got. Ooh, Lord, man, y'all boy got.
Steve, you might go.
We just do dumb shit.
Hey, Jamie. So October the 1st, you gonna be ready with your car, huh?
Yeah.
So who we got? Yeah. Who first?
What are you talking about? Somebody from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
First.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, man. That's what's up. Hey, I agree with Mo, man. Hey, man, it's a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, wanted to make that race that time, but that rain kept them away. But look, it's going to be some, y'all had about 30, I think about 32 Louisiana cars, huh? And I think about 9 or 10 Mississippi cars. Hey, it's going to be, because they spreading the word. I promise y'all, they spreading the word. They're spreading the word, and they come in fours and sixes. They're gonna have four cars, or they're gonna have six cars. Dang, they're gonna be good. Yeah, I'm gonna bet a car to them. Hey, and I like to get a horse too. Anybody wanna do horse whenever the shootout starts? Whenever shootout, y'all pick who y'all think gonna go to. You know what I'm saying? The further, I pick who I think gonna go the further. I bet. Me and Mo were gonna make a bet. Me and Mo were gonna make that bet, but the rain caught her. But I like to pick my horse. I like to gamble too. Each individual race, even if it's just. But hey, man, we got some amazing things been having finish line draft script, brother. So I'm finna make a post. What's tomorrow? Wednesday. I'm gonna make a post probably Thursday morning. Of the upcoming events at the finish line and all the way up to, I think, into November. So I did made a post way back, so I gotta go back and pull it back out. I think it went into September. And but I do know we are into November for its dates. So we're gonna keep y'all posting on a lot of them that's gonna be taking place, whether it's Chantez, whether it's Famigas, or whether it's a track event. But I know we got two a month. They do two a month. And we do private track rental. So y'all want to get track rental, just hit me up on the back line. Y'all know the number. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do track rental, 4 hours, 4 cars,
You know what I'm saying? With the tree, without the tree. I mean, with the system or without the system. You know what I'm saying? Single lane, prep, fully. No grudging. But everything got to be set up, you know. Because
hey,
I live,
boom, y'all,
I live.
Y'all, when y'all do a private, we all do a private out there. Both lane grudge, private.
Oh yeah, all that could be arranged. Yes, yes, yes. That could be arranged. Yes, that could be arranged. Yes, it's all in conversation, man. The owner of the track is a racer too, man. Okay, he's on the line. He on the line. He like me gambling. I mean, he know what I'm saying. He don't just out there bet, but if he see somebody betting against something that he know gonna win, he gonna gamble. So and that's what we do, and that's what we have fun. He ain't hard. Yeah.
Just check on that for me, like just a private come in there, private grudge.
Okay. I think there's a minimum because they driving an hour and a half to get there. An hour and a half to get there. I'm driving 2.5. Yeah, I will. I'll let you know how. Yeah. Oh. Y'all, that's with the system, right? Hi, Rod. Hi, Rod.
Check it. No. Just check. I hit me with that noise in the background. Check with it and without it because I'm going to make sure he want to, if he don't want the system on, then we not gonna want the system on either. I mean, that's cool.
Okay.
We just have a man at the start
right.
line. A man at the end is gonna be like a grudge race, but the guy he worried about, you know, his license and shit. So that's check on it.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
All right.
That's cool. I sure will. Because that'll be something we can orchestrate and have Santez to do because see Santez live in Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we all play team play. If not, and then Famika, they ain't but 40 minutes away. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
But it'll happen. It'll happen. We just got to talk it over. But I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow about that. All right.
Yep. Oh man. Quiet now? Shit.
Hey man. I'm gonna check out, man. And y'all gotta be good. Mm-hmm.
All right, boom.
Yep. All right.
Hey, they got anybody? Yeah, I know they're gonna probably have some people that want to get set up. If a few people want to get together and try to see about getting a little problem or a private test before the race. You know what I'm saying? If anybody want to do that. This nigga, it don't matter wherever y'all put it, Madisonville, Louisiana Grudge, Savage Life, anyway, just see. And cause I know we have three that'll get in on it, and we can go from there.
There you go.
I think we can just get them to do one slick lane, one you know. More prep lane this season.
That wouldn't be a bad deal.
Yeah. See if we can get them to raise the limit on the number of calls if they got to raise the price. But let us bring however many calls we want to bring in there. It won't be no grudging, but you know you can test. Because I think it was like what? Six cars or seven cars or something, six cars, I think. Limit. But, I mean, they can price it accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Because they look like it's like, from the way the price is, it's almost like $200, $300 a car. But if you want a few more cars than that, just price it $200 or $300 a piece. You know what I'm saying? So, does anybody want to do that? Because I think the last private test and tune, they had a whole, they might have had more Mississippi cars at the goddamn thing than us. So, I tell you what they're doing. They're trying to get right for us. So we got to be right.
You're right.
Anybody want to do it? Trust me.
That wouldn't be. Might be pretty good. Good idea. You check, you know?
Yeah.
You all want to go.
That'll work.
Yeah. That's about it, I guess.
Yeah, I shut it down myself, fella.
Yeah, I guess we see y'all next week.
All right.
Talk about.
All right, fella.
All right, fella. Y'all be good.
All right.
Let me see. I'm closing the show off. I'm trying to close the show off.